Hello, friends, and welcome. The title of tonight's sermon is, Are You Stupid Enough to Think You're Smart Enough to Be a Subgenius Buff? Lately, there's been a lot of controversy over this point. I thought maybe I should spend a little time on the topic before the debate gets out of hand. Too many divisions occur. So far, there's already been three authorized schisms. The real subgenies, the pseudo-subgenies, and the bobbies. This, of course, forms the Holy Trinity. Three is a holy number, and to be a member of any of these three groups is automatically holy. Though some groups are more holy than others, but be this as it may, let us go on to the source of all discourse. The Holy Word of Bob. The Blessed Bobble. Some say it was written by Bob's hand. Some say it was inspired by Bob's hand. Others say Bob's gland was inspired by Bob's hand, but we're not going to get off on that subject. The point is, the Bobble is the Word of Bob. Or to be more exact, the words of Bob. Or to be 100% accurate, words Bob used at one time or another, though not necessarily in that order. But this is neither here nor there. It is true that some skeptics point out that if Bob actually wrote the Bobble, it should be written in cursive. But even the most vehement disbeliever concedes that the Bobble is written in the same exact language that Bob himself used. That is to say, English. In other words, it is the words of Bob. Very important point, friends. Now that we've settled or clarified that point, let us turn to the Bobble itself. Chapter 1, page 18, paragraph 1, verses 1 through 3. Most people misunderstand the term subgenies. Look upon it. What does it mean? Now, I'm reading right out of the Bible, friends. I'm not making this up. Continuing with paragraph 2, verses 1 through 4. It means nothing. We'll come back to this. It is ambiguous, all purpose. It does not mean just below genius level, unquote. Now, skipping down to paragraph 6, verses 1 through 2. Yea, beware, there must be no stereotypes. Let me read that again. Yea, beware, there must be no stereotypes. Bet you didn't know that, but it's in the Bible, which most of you probably haven't been reading too much lately. A subgenie must always read the words of Bob. What do you think you're supposed to do every day when you're sitting on Bob's throne? Simply defecate? Bob said what goes in must come out. That doesn't just refer to sex. Well, what you let out while on Bob's throne, you must put back in through Bob's Bobble. Getting back to the text, most of you should probably be reeling from the shock of those first two paragraphs. What does subgenius mean? It means nothing. Nothing at all. So what are you going to do now? Go home and sulk? You should go home and read your Bible. And if you haven't got one, get one. Read it from cover to cover, frontwards, backwards, and sideways. Read it in between the lines and notice where those lines are placed. And see what that tells you. If you're a real subgenius, it'll tell you plenty. For instance, in this instance, ask yourself why the first and second paragraphs are separated. Why did Bob separate the question, what does subgenius mean, from the apparent answer in the next paragraph, it means nothing? Why? Because of a whim? A fetish? He likes to break up paragraphs and waste paper? He hates trees, maybe? No! Bob loves trees, especially the ones that grow the sacred money paper. Bob wants to save as much of that money paper as possible. And it is in the pursuit of that paper that made Bob say, what does it mean? It means nothing. Bob was comforting the normals in their stupidity so that they would buy the book and contribute to the subgenius cause. Bob doesn't want them. He only wants their money. And so he expands his potential market to include the normals by inferring they are as good enough to be subgenius as we are, while simultaneously leaving his followers an obvious and grammatical clue, a red flag, if you will, within his teachings to say, heads up. I have made an apparent mistake here, and yet I do not make mistakes, except when I mistakenly think I made mistakes. Therefore, it must be a clue. A clue to what? What does it mean? New paragraph. It means nothing. What is it? Subgenius? If you were normal and made mistakes, you might think so. But if you were a subgenius and notice this glaring error, you know Bob meant something else. Something bigger, something better. What means nothing? It! The whole damn sermon! Bob is telling his followers, disregard the entire lesson, maybe even the whole damn book, for it does not apply to subgenies. but to the normal pinks who don't know any better and have nothing better to spend their money on. Of course sub-genie means something, but sub-genies are intelligent enough to figure it out for themselves. We know we're better than everyone else, and it's not because we're so smart either, but because they're so stupid! Hell, if we were so smart, we'd be geniuses. But we're not geniuses. We don't want to be geniuses. There's only a fine line between a genius and insanity. But with a sub-genius, there's no line. No line at all. We've removed that border. We've erased that barrier. These days, you have to be crazy not to be crazy. Just look around you and see. Would a sane God have created this world? Of course not. One look at the evening news should be proof enough of that. God is weird. His world is weird. And so should his followers be. Only when the sub-genii are truly made unto his image are they one with God. That makes us better than the blasphemous, uninsane, pink moron majority. We have a sacred mission to remove the godless blots of sanity from an otherwise picture-perfect canvas of chaos. I propose a new disorder, a land of pieces and disharmony, where everything and everyone is in their proper place, lost and therefore found, for we have found ourselves among the natural scheme of things, not the artificial conspiracy scheme created by things to sell things, the scheme that forces round pegs into square holes and labels them and numbers them and catalogs them and files them away and throws away the key. No, sir, the natural scheme is round pegs in round holes, and if you don't like that hole, then try another. You can go in and out of as many holes as you desire. The world is your oyster. Disorder, anarchy, freedom, the right to be wrong as it was meant to be. We are better, and the normals better beware of us, because once we take control, we're going to put the folks in charge that the people fear most. Themselves. Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob. Amen.